This article for The Villager was written by Kate Bowen. A good village news story. For the last 10 years, my husband and I have been hosting destitute asylum seekers, refugees and vulnerable migrants, typically foreign-born victims of domestic abuse. We do this through the charity Sanctuary Hosting, now part of Oxford's Asylum Welcome. Over the years, we've hosted 30 guests who have stayed with us for between a week and 6 months. While we haven't been able to stay in touch with all of them, I just wanted to mention a young man from Eritrea who stayed with us 5 years ago. Menyi fled the Eritrean dictatorship and the threat of conscription when he was 17, arriving in the UK a year later after a brutal journey across the Sahara, Libya, and less than welcoming Europe. When he came to us in 2020, he had been granted permission to stay, but was struggling to find work that would enable him to afford private rented accommodation. From the outset, Menyi was determined to do well in the UK. He didn't just want a minimum wage job, he wanted to earn enough to properly establish himself here and to give back to the only country that had welcomed him. I remember helping him with his English GCSE, explaining the concept of metaphors and similes and encouraging him to read widely. He spent 6 weeks with us before moving to accommodation for the homeless in Oxford and then eventually a place in Rose Hill. After an access course, Menyi started a degree course in radiography in 2022, and this past summer I was delighted to receive a photo of him receiving his degree. Over coffee recently, Menyi told me that he had been offered a job as a radiographer at the John Radcliffe Hospital in the new year. It's been 11 years of struggle, battling the asylum system, working in a factory and as a taxi driver, all the while studying. Finally, he is qualified and he is about to start a professional job in a discipline where the UK has a marked shortage. We are thrilled for him. One of our other guests, a victim of trafficking, is now almost qualified as an accountant. Another is at university in Birmingham, studying to be a pharmacist. Without exception, our guests have been brave, resilient, and determined to become independent and useful in their new country. I am proud of them all